Okay, so this was really weird.
Yeah.
Like really, really weird.
You could say that again.
Autographs Imagination Wonderland
Oh, yeah.
in Greasy Grove, Ohio.
Never heard of it.
I hadn't either.
Okay.
Mid-60s to early-70s. And
Yeah.
this place wasn't just a park. It was an economic, like, it was like an economic nuclear bomb
Oh, wow.
for this like sleepy little town, right?
Here.
1 minute zilch,
Nothing.
next minute boomtown, all thanks to this auto character,
Okay.
and then whoosh, gone.
Really?
Park Auto. The
Yeah.
whole shebang just vanished.
Like totally gone.
Don't fit.
Vanished is putting it mildly. It's
Yeah.
like the earth swallowed it whole.
Like for real.
You're talking complete erasure. No
Wow.
slow decline, no bankruptcy filings that we could dig up in those dusty archives you send over. Just gone. Yeah. And the sources we have, they kind of hint at this like vibrant, almost manic energy
Oh, really?
while it existed. It wasn't just a Ferris wheel and some cotton candy.
Right.
This was transformative.
Yeah, our local newspaper clippings, they paint this picture of utter fascination.
Really?
Then crickets.
Wow.
Decades of nothing but local legends. Until 1976, enter our tunnel-crawling hero, Jay Walker.
Okay.
Newly employed, tasked with cleaning the subterranean underbelly of this forgotten fantasy land.
Right.
So picture this, miles of tunnels, apparently.
Okay.
A dizzying array of red doors, like standard spooky funhouse vibes, I'm
Yeah,
imagining.
I got it.
And then like a misplaced puzzle piece in a monochrome painting. A single yellow door.
Yellow.
Yellow.
That's not just a deviation, that's a statement.
Yeah.
That's the cinematic spotlight in the darkest corner. Our Architectural Digest excerpt on theme park design principles, it emphasizes how color is used to like direct and control visitor flow.
Right.
Red often signifies caution or excitement,
Makes sense.
blending into the expected.
Right.
Yellow, on the other hand, it screams, "Look here."
It suggests something deliberately different.
Different. Yeah, so different.
Yeah.
Which Jay, bless his janitorial heart, initially ignores,
Right.
probably thinking just another weird detail in this weird job.
Oh, yeah.
Lock door, move along, more spilled soda to mop.
Makes sense.
But here's where it gets properly in it. Twilight zone.
Oh.
End of shift, everyone's gone. The silence is probably deafening down there.
I bet.
And that yellow door
Yeah.
cracked.
Don't.
Just a sliver,
Really?
according to the employee interview notes that you dug up.
Interesting.
Just enough to make you stop dead in your
Oh,
tracks.
yeah, totally.
Cracked open after being locked. That's the detail that throws everything into overdrive. It's like,
Yeah.
was it the wind faulty mechanics?
Yeah.
Or did something inside try to get out the
Ooh.
security logs from that era? Sparse as they are.
Right.
Mention no after-hours activity in that sector. So
Yeah.
who or what caused that door to yield?
Yeah.
And why just then?
The timing feels deliberate.
Deliberate is right.
So Jay's curiosity naturally goes into overdrive.
Yeah.
He pushes the door open and bam!
What?
Otto's old office.
No
Now,
way.
what are we picturing? Plush carpets, mahogany desk, or
Rosé.
something way stranger.
Okay.
Befitting a guy who built an imagination wonderland that then blinked out of existence.
Right.
Our sources hint that Otto was eccentric, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
That interview with a former ticket booth attendant
Right.
mentioned he once paid her in seashells.
What?
Right? So
Seashells.
seashells as currency, that's beyond eccentric.
Right.
It's almost a different operating system for reality. So his office wouldn't be your standard corporate setup.
No.
I'm picturing something almost theatrical,
Yeah.
but here's the kicker.
Uh-oh.
The real twist of the knife.
What?
Inside that office, Jay finds another door.
Another door
Yeah.
behind the yellow door, inside the possibly seashell-funded office,
Right.
is another barrier. Another one.
What was Otto hiding?
Yeah, what was he hiding?
A secret stash of even weirder payment methods.
Ooh.
Blueprints for a ride that defied gravity.
Oh.
Our notes from the town archives mention rumors of strange sounds coming from beneath the park late at night.
Really?
Could this be ground zero?
An office within an office
Yeah.
suggests layers of secrecy, a deliberate attempt to isolate something or someone.
Right.
What kind of information, what kind of thing would require that level of containment within a supposedly public space?
Yeah.
The blueprints for the park you found.
Yeah, those are wild.
They're wild, featuring impossible geometry and like Escher-like pathways.
That makes
They
sense.
don't even hint at this hidden office complex. This
Well,
was
yeah.
off the map, literally.
Off the map and behind a yellow door.
Yeah.
It's like a nested doll of what the heck is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And he opens that second door,
And then what?
and that's where our trail goes cold.
Really?
The local accounts you unearth, the hushed whispers that still echo in greasy groves.
Bruh. Stop right there.
Wow.
The town, as you put it, was in disbelief.
That's creepy.
Disbelief about
What?
did he stumble upon Otto's tax returns? I doubt that would shock an entire town into silence.
Tax returns wouldn't even register.
No,
We're
whatever.
talking about a level of disbelief
Yeah.
that permeates the community for decades.
Wow.
This wasn't a simple scandal.
Right.
This was a fundamental shattering of their reality.
Yeah.
Imagine this man, Otto,
Yeah.
brought prosperity, brought joy, built this fantastical escape.
Right.
What could be behind that second door that would
Yeah.
so completely invert their perception of him, of their town, of everything?
My brain is officially fried.
Oh, man.
Were there creatures? Did Otto have a menagerie of the unexplainable locked away?
Ooh.
Our source material mentions some very odd animal sightings in the vicinity of the park in its final months.
Okay.
Things described as shimmering
Shimmering.
and not quite right.
Could they have been escapees from whatever was behind door number two?
Shimmering creatures that pushes us into the realm of the truly bizarre,
We're
or
nervous.
what if it wasn't what was there, but where it led?
Where it led.
Could that second door have been a portal?
A portal.
The geological surveys you found
Yeah.
show some unusual subterranean anomalies beneath Greasy Grove. Could Otto have tapped into something else? Something
Ooh.
that defied our understanding of space and time?
A portal disguised as an office door in Ohio.
Sounds crazy.
That's so insane. It just might be plausible.
Right.
What if Otto didn't just disappear?
Yeah.
What if he stepped through and whatever Jay saw was proof of that other side?
Interesting.
Maybe the whole imagination wonderland was a cover
A cover for what?
for something far more interdimensional.
And consider the silence that followed. If it was something truly unbelievable, something
Yeah.
that defied explanation,
Right.
the collective reaction wouldn't necessarily be panic. It could be a deep, unsettling disbelief
Oh.
that leads to a communal agreement to not speak of it, like a
Really?
psychological defense mechanism against something they couldn't process.
So what could inspire that level of, nope, didn't see it didn't happen.
Yeah.
A monster,
Maybe.
but a monster you could eventually understand, categorize.
Right.
What about something that challenged the very fabric of their existence? Proof that everything they believed was wrong.
Wow.
Our local history notes mention a period of intense religious fervor in the years following the park's closure.
Interesting.
Could that be a symptom of a community grappling with a reality-altering revelation?
The religious angle is fascinating.
Right.
What if what Jay saw wasn't scary,
Okay.
but revelatory?
Oh.
Something that flew in the face of established beliefs, something that suggested a truth they weren't ready for.
Right.
That kind of shock could certainly lead to a societal shutting down, a return to familiar comforts and explanations.
Okay, so what's behind the door?
Yeah.
A gateway to another dimension? Proof of extraterrestrial life?
Could be.
Or something even weirder?
Okay.
Like evidence that Greasy Grove itself wasn't what they thought it was? What if Otto had somehow manufactured the entire town
A what?
as part of his wonderland?
Wow.
And that second door
Yeah.
revealed the backstage, the illusion.
The idea of the town itself being an illusion,
Right.
that's a level of meta we haven't even touched on.
No, we haven't.
What if the economic boom wasn't organic,
Okay.
but staged? And
Ooh.
Otto's disappearance was the dismantling of the set. What Jay saw could have been the exposed wires, the
Yeah.
painted backdrops of their reality.
And what if Jay wasn't just a janitor who stumbled upon this?
Right.
What if he was meant to find it? What if Otto left that yellow door slightly ajar on
The
purpose,
fulcrum.
a breadcrumb
Yeah.
for someone to eventually uncover the truth?
Okay.
But
Well,
why wait until 1976?
right.
Why Jay? Was he somehow immune to the disbelief?
Or perhaps Jay did succumb to the disbelief. Maybe he saw something so profound
Okay.
that he couldn't articulate it,
Right.
couldn't process it, and became just another silent member of a town that collectively decided to forget.
Wow.
The lack of any follow-up from Jay in any of your sources is telling, isn't it?
It really is.
He found the door and
Yeah.
then nothing.
Nothing but silence in Greasy Grove. A
Creepy.
silence that screams volumes.
Yeah.
So you, the listener, you followed us down this tunnel of speculation.
Right.
What did Jay Walker see behind that second door?
Behind that door.
What could inspire such profound disbelief
Yeah.
that a thriving town would collectively erase a significant chapter of its history? And more chillingly, could the reason Autograph's Imagination Wonderland is never talked about be because what lay beyond that yellow door was something humanity simply isn't equipped to handle?
Something we just weren't ready for.
Think about that as you try to fall asleep tonight.